Blog Talk Radio.
In the mirror, I see the woman down and out.
here and my mouth right there. Girl, don't play shy, show me how bold you can be.
Yes.
Open your mouth and tell me where you want me.
Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it, I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want,
babe. No more hoping, wishing, name your position, I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want, and I got
anything
it, babe.
Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it, I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want, and I got it.
No more hoping, wishing, name your position, I got it, babe.
Oh, girl, why don't you?
You make me stay.
You make me
said a Capricorn. She was impressed, baby, what is yours? She said a Pisces, we're connected. And I think you're kind of sexy, baby. He said Capricorn, take my hand, I'ma take you to lover's land. I'ma show you things you've never seen. All night long, baby, make my bed.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. I am Miss VIP, and I'm here with my diva, La Perla Negra, and you have entered in to the erotic love zone. Hey, diva, how you feeling tonight?
Oh, diva, I'm feeling some type of way. I'm not going to get into why, but I'm good.
Well, no matter what
you
do,
right?
I'm good. No,
that's right.
Yeah, so would you like to do our intro, darling?
Oh, sure. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, as my sexy, sultry voice diva just told you, you have just entered the erotic love zone. And this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my raw links on. You got yours on.
Hey, always, always.
I know that's right. I'll tell y'all about them a little bit later. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that one and join us. We love you, too. We promise not to bite. Unless you want us to. And before I go any further, I'd like to give a shout out and a thank you to a very good friend of mine. He is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is the CEO of Raw Links, those beautiful gems, the jewelry that we speak of. And you can acquire them over at Facebook, beraw@facebook.com. And his name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. You can also acquire them through any one of us at Epiphany Radio. If you can't get them on Facebook, definitely holler at all of us here, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with these amazing pieces of jewelry. They include precious gems and metals and even wood. All right, diva. Let's take it away. I'm anxious to hear these pieces from these poets.
Well, let's let them know what tonight's topic is.
Absolutely.
Tonight's topic. You know, we're going to have some fun tonight. We want to know, has sex ever sent you to the ER? Or have you been all in it and then you got injured? So let's have some fun with that tonight. So, diva. I might know the answer to this, but have you ever went to the ER because there was a little tanky-panky going on?
Not for sex. No, never sex. But I have been injured, and I think everybody at least a few times in their lifetime has experienced this. I have caught a cramp in my leg that made me change the whole position that we were in every time. And I swear it was like every morning when he went to hit it, he'd jump on me the same exact way. He said it was his favorite position, creeping up on me. But I would cramp up as soon as we get good into it. And I'm like, it would just like mess up the whole thing. I almost dried up completely. So what I started doing is positioning my leg around his a different way so I wouldn't cramp up like that. But, child, I felt like going to the ER, that's for sure. But I know a few women that have been sent to the ER, namely one of my sisters. She literally, I don't know what kind of sex they was having, but she literally, like, fractured her thigh bone. okay?
Oh,
and didn't
goodness.
Realize, she didn't know it was, well, you never know you got a broken bone until you actually go get the x-ray and stuff. But she was in
mm-hmm.
pain, and she
mm-hmm.
limped around literally for like a week or so. And she finally couldn't take the pain anymore and went to the hospital. They x-rayed her, and they said she had a hairline fracture in her thigh.
Oh,
and whatever
my goodness.
She was doing, she told them how it happened, and they said, don't do that no more.
Right.
So I've been fairly lucky just to get the cramps. It wasn't severe enough for me to want to go to seek medical attention. But what about you, Diva? Have you ever had sex send you to the ER?
Well, actually, it has. And
ooh.
And when I spit my piece, you're doing stuff I'll not be doing, you know. But so embarrassing.
Okay.
But yeah, it is.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So I can't wait to hear what the callers have to say about it, because I know we're gonna be laughing and laughing well.
Oh, absolutely. I'm anxious, but you know what else I'm anxious for? I'm anxious to hear what you bought. Delicious for us to listen to tonight.
I'm not
so
sure
what I'm going
delicious.
To. it's going to be. You know what? Your voice makes delicious. It doesn't matter whether it's political, heartbreak, love, whatever it is. You just have that voice that kind of you have to focus on one or the other, either the words that you're saying or the tone of your voice, because you just can't do both. That's how delicious your voice is. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get down off the stage. You're welcome. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This piece is untitled, of course. We were on a nooner. Didn't have much time. So I decided to try a position from the Kama Sutra book. I said, look, let's try this one. It looks like fun. So we began, and it was good. And a couple of minutes later, something popped. It was my knee. Radiating pain from my knee to my leg, I was in the middle of an orgasm, and I gasped, keep going. That's when I discovered pleasure pain. We finished and went back to work. By the time work ended, pain increased. I picked my child up thinking the day was wild, yet the pain was unbearable. My girlfriend, I called to take me to the ER. There was so much pain, I had no pride as we sat inside. Did I mention my girlfriend was Caucasian? She was the only one in the ER. When they called me back, they took my vitals. The doctor comes in and asks what happened. I said I was playing. Hell, there was a kid in the next booth I wasn't saying. He asked again, and I said it again with an emphasis on play. He said, okay. Then I heard, I want my mama. And I laughed within seconds. My child was with me. My friend told me people were looking at her strange. And I ended up in the immobilizer for 6 weeks. And, man, so much red hit my cheeks. But we laughed all the way home in the car. And that's my story on how sex sent me to the ER. That's that piece.
Yo. Well, he was playing. He was playing all right.
I wasn't about to get
I love it. I love it.
Like,
I love
no.
it. Oh, my God.
But why did he ask me twice?
Oh,
I'm like, dude, he did not ask me twice. I'm going to tell you one more time. I was like,
yeah, dang. That was awesome. That was so delightful, the way you played. I love it, Diva. That was awesome. Oh, my God. I was playing. That. You know what? I wouldn't have thought of that, to say that exact word. I was playing. I would have just been like, I was told, look, we was getting it in and something hurt after a while. I love that piece, Diva. Oh, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that.
Well, listen, right quick, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have a piece that's on topic tonight, just come on in with a good piece and make it take our socks off. And that's good. That'll be good, too. But now, Diva, it is your turn. So I'm going to put on you. And when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Okay, so, yeah, this is kind of off topic, but it's still a piece nonetheless. It is untitled, though. All right. Be patient with me because I just finished this not too long ago. Today, I think I felt my heartbeat because I just gathered all of my thoughts of he. He calls me Black Beautiful, and he calls me Mocha Kisses. But he calls me his moon into the air. He tell me that me smile expose heaven for he. But I must be a favorably physically untouchable because he and I mean, we've never been together. I mean, we've never laid together. I mean, I don't know how it feels to watch the moonlight dance on our naked, sweating bodies or to slumber and wake with his breath on my neck, his lips. I've never had the pleasure of kissing mine. His mouth never suckled or caressed the nipples on my breast, nor his tongue savor the nectar of my fruit. It is said that touch is a form of communication, but our fingertips have never had that conversation. Yet somehow I feel him inside me time and again. His kisses on my skin. But just as the story is told in the ashes from the phoenix's rise, I feel his pull like magic, as if he's an ancient power imprinting on my stardust. He invades my secret garden of my sacral chakra, my place of peace, my thoughts. He makes me tingle. I can't escape his energy. Hell, I can't even find an escape room to replenish myself. But the most amazing thing isn't that he touches me without touching me. It's that his touch has always been claimed by another. So today, I think I felt my heartbeat, and that's that piece.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I get so caught up, and this happens a lot, because I get so caught up, and I want a line like he never touched me. Yet I feel him inside me and all this kind of stuff. And when I want to get a good line, then here you come up with like 10 more. And I'm thinking, So I can't just do one. But that was outstanding. I love that. And you know what? I felt that. You know, it's something when you feel for someone, but you never, ever touch them. And it's so possible. I've never thought it was possible until, you know, it can happen now. That was beautiful,
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really
Absolutely.
Do. Hey, Diva, before we open up this first microphone, how about we do a station identifier because it's half an hour into the first hour. All right?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
We'll be right back.
Radio. This is Epiphany Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And now, my diva, it is time to open up these mics. Because I am so curious on what say about sex in the ER or getting injured. What say you, diva? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, first on the mic, we have C-Double-34 Music. Well, hello and welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing fine, Mrs. VIP and La Perla Negra, and I'm enjoying your poetry. I'm enjoying this night.
Thank you. Thank you. We aim to please.
Glad you do.
So, we want to know, has sex ever sent you to the ER, or have you ever been injured while having sex?
I've never been sent to the ER, but if they wouldn't have stopped me, they probably would have went.
Diva, he has said from time to time he is walking sex. It doesn't surprise me, his answer to this.
And plus, if there was ever an emergency room, bedroom, kitchen, living room, garage, backseat,
Lord,
that's my emergency room.
Well, all right.
So I've been there if that's the case.
Since you put it that way, I'm very curious to hear what you have to say on it. So, sir, we're going to put the spotlight on you. And when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, ladies. This piece is called Emergency Phone Call to You. I guess I need to tell you something. I don't need you to save my image on your screen. I need you here next to me. And this doesn't have to be about a sex thing, but I'm open if it's presented. Just saying. Hearing this democracy as an oddity, right in this republic atrocity, but real talk, I want you here, and isn't that obvious? I'm lobbying for you. Now let's break this monotony, because without you on top of me, it becomes a problem. This bed is too big to lay near this empty, wrinkled space. I don't need to be replaying imaginations based on fantasy. Again, I stress in parentheses, I gotta have you here. I'll leave neutrons and atoms to make room for love and happiness. Cancel those plans and break sound barriers to get here if you can. This is not desperation, just education to quench my salivating taste. And I'll be here waiting. This is your home, and I won't stay complacent. I don't accept entanglements, just your heartbeat to embrace it. And while I'm at it, this vessel entrance, let me taste it. Let that nectar glaze my tongue. I crave your nipples like it's the fountain of youth. And nurse me to good health, because this is an emergency. Fill my tank with fervency, it's urgent for me to learn every curve of you. Act like you got a pager in the 90s. On your screen, I sent 911. I'm your Morpheus entering your matrix, claiming you are the one I come for. Now let me hum on your spot. Let me hum on your spot. It's an emergency.
Lord, you know what? I don't know. No, you go first, Diva. I'll see what I got to say later.
First of all, I'm going to let you know something. That was delicious. And one line. That one line to see, never mind me, but it says, let your nectar glaze my tongue. I got stuck after that. I was like, wait a minute. So I had to take a sip just to calm myself down, but no, I'm okay.
I was taking a sip right there.
That was delicious. Lord.
Savor it like a wine tasting.
Hey now. All right. Well, Diva, what you got for that?
Well, I'm gonna tell you. That tune you were humming, that you first you started deep like that.
Oh.
And then you brought it up higher, and I was like, you know, I'd have forgotten what else I wanted to say after that. I can't remember. You know, I don't know what the moon phase is or the alignment of the stars, but I'm feeling some type of way today. And it's just, I don't know if somebody's energy from somewhere and it's got me, I can't sit still, it's got me feeling some kind of way. And your singing and your piece, it didn't help.
Oh,
I gotta find my toys. I cleaned up in here. You know, when you clean up, you certain things you can't find because you're so used to them being in a certain spot. I'm going to be in here messing up my room again looking for
them.
I love the piece, though. I definitely love the piece. Before we let you go on over there to the Love Lounge, could you do one favor for me, please?
What you want?
Oh, God. Oh. I know, right? Could you growl?
You always want me to growl for you.
Well, I need that.
Do you really need that? Why don't you just let me put it in?
Oh, God.
Oh,
thank you very much. I got a song for you. I hope you enjoy it as you walk on over there to the Love Lounge. Thank you very much, C-Double. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of us.
You know what? What the hell? I'm like, wait a minute.
All right. Baby, I can't help myself. It's just, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just going through a cycle. It might not even be safe for me to go outside because I know my pheromones is kicking up for real. So what I'm going to do, Diva, I'm going to just play this song and we'll see what happens next. Is that all right with you?
All right. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
ever gets on down to meet me up in his room right now. Hold your undivided attention to release all this tension. Now come and tell me you miss it. Before I go miss, must I remind you that I've had to think of switch. Been acting funny, baby, why you acting different? My body speaking to you, baby, won't you listen? Boy, I wanna see. Shouldn't have to add you, you wanna be with me. You should practice what you preach. Make me feel I'm the only one you need. I just need some more reassurance. I just need some time to decide what your boy, what we doing. You say I got that juice, keep it flowing. I wanna be touched on, rubbed on, feel every moment. Is that asking for too much? Treat me good, I'll treat you better. Give me high like you my drug. No one's ever got me wetter. I'ma need you here in 2.5. Up 2K in between my thighs. Make me proud to call you mine.
I'm in the mood tonight, Diva.
C-Double was no help. Not at all. Not at all. I blame him. Everything that happens from now on in tonight, I'm blame him.
Ooh, I got another piece of you here because I don't see any more hands. Yeah.
Oh, I know it's good because you're in the mood, so or you feel a certain type of way. So I already know it's going to be hot. So right ahead, Diva, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I don't know if this is so much hot, but it is another piece. Okay. This is untitled, of course. All right.
Right.
Resting in the awareness of his breath. Lies life spoken with gratitude and love, never caging my wild. Instead, he gives me life. When my soul screams, his good energy whispers to it, calming the unrest in it, speaking to me nonverbal in his love language as I become his forever night. So when the morning approaches, he can rise inside me as our bodies cradle Earth's horizon, becoming one with the heartbeat of nature. Even on my darkest days, I have the sun because it's as if he's brushed his teeth with the stars when he smiles for me. Nothing is forced, but I am swept away in his magic.
because he loves to get lost inside my cosmos. When broken, kept my heart in pawn, he took a trip inside my multiverse of madness, and his energy is the titan that fought my giants. Now peaceful sleep finds me, keeping our love flow and effortless overflow. With him, and breathe. My everything is captivated, and still he gives me butterflies. Because I can taste his truth in every kiss. So now, I have no reason to hide behind my tears anymore. And that's that piece.
That wasn't the piece I was going to do, but sometimes I get caught up and my the beginning lines, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a good one. And then I realize, like, part the way through, I'm like, this is not the one I wanted to do. But it's a piece.
I mean, I always enjoy your pieces. That you know, just the idea of feeling the way that you do, it does something. And it just goes to show how good your poetry is, because what you're feeling, and by the time you finish, chances are real good. So I'm not going to be feeling the exact same thing. So I always say that. Absolutely. So that's all. That's the stuff. I love it. Now, see, I don't get I was trying to determine just how nasty or go left I can get tonight, but I'm very hesitant. Because,
give it to
but, you know,
give
we
it to give it to us. Yes, give it to us.
Let's see if I can. Oh, my.
Because
then I'm going to be feeling a certain type of way. My goodness.
Well, I'm just going to get out the way and mute myself. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. Close your eyes. Feel me as I kiss your lips, then twist them with my tongue. So erotic, you say. Can you feel it? As kisses rain upon you in various places, and goosebumps rise in all of those erogenous spaces. Oh, yes, you feel it. Tell me, how does it feel when I lick and suck your nipples, sending ripples through you? As I glide my hands over the topography of your body, I'm getting more aroused by the intake of your breath. You crave me. You want to ravish me. I feel your erection, which I'm about to give some affection, and to hear you moan in ecstasy, say my name. Oh, it's about to go down as you go in deep and blow my mind, then my back. Because the incredulousness of all these sensations make me scream in exaltation. Can you feel me as I milk you? Yes, you say, as you go deeper, hitting that spot over and over, making my nanny a weeper. Eruption is imminent. One more stroke, then you come as I lay panting. And that's that piece. And Diva, I think you're muted.
I was trying to, I got electronic issues. I was trying to unmute myself, and the screen wouldn't, I don't know what it did, just wouldn't unmute for me. I'm like, what did he just say? And then you put sound effects in it, the breathing and the, oh my. Mercy on my soul, Lord. Mercy on my soul. A certain way is an understatement. I don't know what I'm feeling, but I'm feeling, I'm just, Lord, have mercy. It was absolutely delicious. Oh,
well,
and I
you.
So appreciate it. Ooh, yeah, I truly, truly appreciate it.
Well, Diva, this is your show tonight. What you want to do?
Well, right now, it's upon the 10 o'clock hour. I think we need to do the rundown, and then we can do a station identifier, and then we'll continue. Or if we have no other callers, we can close. So,
all right. You want me to do the rundown, or would you like to do it?
About you take the honor tonight.
All right, I'll give it a try. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start with Monday night. We have King and Queen's Quarters that is hosted by King Atterbury, and we'll see which co-host is up for grabs for that night. Tuesday night, we have Mr. Tuesday Night, one of my hobby shows. It could be Fly Speaker, it could be Honey Drippers, it could be War Council, but y'all come on by for one of those shows on Tuesday night. Every Wednesday night, you have myself and my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP, here in the Erotic Love Zone. Every Thursday night, we have the Get Down hosted by J. Rob the Wise One and Poetic. Every other Friday night, Fridays are open, so I'm going to leave it right there. But every Saturday night, we have alternating shows. We have the Just J and Gina Storm show. And the other Friday night, I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that is a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Or you can just sit back and listen to some smooth tunes from my playlist. Every Sunday night, we have the Inspiration Factory, which is hosted by Divine Inspiration and Alonzo. Back to you, Diva.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Diva. So, what we're going to do now is have another song, and then we might go out on some poetry, and if we have no more callers, we're going out. So, Diva, how about a station identifier, then a song, and then we're going to come back with our pieces.
All right, I got you.
Tiffany Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are in the Erotic Love Zone with Mrs. VIP and my diva, La Pearl Negra. So diva. So we end the show with a piece there.
Yes, that would be pleasant.
All right. You know, I got a shorty, and this was from a while back. And I do believe the prompt was from the Get Down. And I believe it was Killing Me Softly.
Oh, okay.
So I think I went that one. And I'll end on a good note.
All right, Diva. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Every time I was in pain, he strummed his fingers on my body to alleviate it. He said my eyes told my story and proceeded to sing my whole life. He was killing me softly with his song. I kissed his lips to stop him. I began to cry. He knew how I was feeling, vulnerable and so naked. He kissed my tears away, sat down to tell me of all the love and respect he has for me, of how he will protect me and provide for me. I told him, he's a true king. I would love him so, if only we could be. See, I'm from the old school. I back my man no matter what. How we came to be was God's plan. He began to sing again, this time clear and strong. I no longer had pain, yet he was strumming me with his fingers, killing me softly. He was singing our whole lives, and it was beautiful. In peace.
something about
paying attention and giving recognition to the way that our lovers, our partners make us feel. Does something. Lordy. That was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful. I loved it. Thank you for that. Wow.
I just thought I'd end with a little clean of peace.
Oh, absolutely. Why not? Sure. I can't think of a better way.
Absolutely. So, Diva, how about you? The spotlight is on you now.
Ooh, all right. Let me see. What I got here? I got something. All right. This is called Touch Me, Tease Me, Love Me. When I say that I love you, you don't have to touch for me to feel your arms around me is what I meant. When I say I'm just lost sometimes looking in your eyes, freeze me to a place of beautiful and peaceful I never knew existed, what I meant. When I say I'm a transparent soul, and I know that if I invite you to my sacred space, I'll be completely naked and exposed, mind, body, and soul, knowing that you can easily take advantage of me in there. So if you really want me, there, I need you to hold me in your peace. Please, touch my heart and remove my pains, my hurts, my fears, with love before trying to remove my clothes. I want to purge the chaotic sadness that damaged me. Because when I give you control, I want all the love we make to be pure and unknown. I have to withhold who I am. I can't be me with you. And you don't deserve to be in my bedroom. So tempt the eroticism in my words and just let me seduce you with the passion in my kiss only, so that your passion will always be in pursuit of the sweetness you will always receive when you taste my reaction. And I, in turn, will always want to know what your day tastes like. And that's that piece.
I love that. Every time I hear that, I just, like, wow. It's a feel-good piece. It's a piece where if I can't be naked with you, you can't be with me. I can't be honest, you know, pure. Yes, yes, yes. Either that was amazing.
Thank you.
And I thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, the show is coming to an end. And we love it. We loved everybody that participated tonight and everybody who was listening in online. We do appreciate it. So listen, be kind to one another. It doesn't cost a thing, okay? And y'all take care of yourselves. God bless you. Diva?
Absolutely. My sentiments exactly. As my Diva just said, I also want you to always, always, kind to yourself, but you're going to have that relationship with yourself for the rest of your days. And besides, spirit dwells within. And I want you to continue to build that good relationship with yourself. Love and respect one another, and please be sensible. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out. I'm going to say peace, and I'm going to leave you with this.